Well, thanks, Peter. And again, welcome to everyone. So many old friends and some new, and just really great to have you here. In the short time we have together, what I wanted to set out to do was focus on the interactive parts of our software. One of the people I think is still tuned in is my business partner and friend for many years, Albert Milani. Albert took my simple prototype of GoodFeel many years ago and turned it into the Braille Music Translator, the full-featured program that it is. Albert's also had a lot to do with working with the developers of Lime, our music notation program, over the years as a consultant, and also had a hand in some of the scripts. And everything you're about to see is the result of the efforts of many people. And I appreciate Peter's kind words, but I have a great team, and I've had so many helpers over the years. But I'm a blind musician. I got my degree in music here at a small conservatory school in Philadelphia, now called University of the Arts. And one of my challenges was to get Braille scores quickly. And that in those days was done by volunteers. So after music school, I studied programming and worked in business programming for about 10 years, but I kept a dream of automating this process so that we could reduce, and this is what we have done, we've reduced turnaround time for Braille music scores from, you know, weeks and months to hours and minutes even. So what I want to do is show you how once the music is entered into the computer, how you have so many options to actually use it. But I want to stress that our software, we have a suite of software we're going to show you today, does different things for different people. And basically, it breaks down to the sighted users and the blind users, or the visually impaired, if you're low vision or partially sighted, as our friends in the UK may say. So it's nice for the sighted people because we've made a system where you do not necessarily have to know Braille music or anything about assistive technology in order to make a Braille score for me. If you can read print music and use a computer, then you can create some of these scores that you see here. In fact, some of them were made by sighted people who don't know Braille music. But today, as I said, we're going to focus on what happens after that. Someone made you the score. Now you want to learn to play your part, or you want to analyze the music to carry out an assignment in your music theory course or whatever. So what I'm going to do is show you how it works. And I think over the course of the presentation, questions may naturally arise. But since we have a fairly big group, if you could hold your questions toward the end, and I'll try to make time for that. So let's just get right to it. So, as I said, we have a suite of software. What Albert and I did was make a program called GoodFeel. And GoodFeel automates the process of taking a digital print score and creating the digital Braille score. The digital print scores are in another program in the suite called Lime. Lime is a music editing program comparable to programs you may have heard, commercial programs like Finale, Sibelius, MuseScore. There are dozens of them. But the nice thing about Lime is we work directly with the original developer. And now our friend James, who's taking on that work. And we've made Lime and GoodFeel work together. We've integrated them. And we've integrated them with a speech program called JAWS, and lately with other screen readers, such as NVDA. But at the moment, the advantage of using JAWS is that we have interactive Braille presentation on the Braille display. So let me go here to... I'm going to put my JAWS back into
full speech
mode.
Title is Meeting Controls. To move to an item, press the arrow keys. Lime. I'm.
Okay.
Lime, the Chelbos Canon excerpt by Linda Glimstar, page 1 of 3.
Okay. So first, fairly simple piece called Pachelbel's Canon.
Bar 1, beat 1.
And as you can hear, there's a talking score feature. So let's just play a little bit. Lime calls it hear, H-E-A-R.
Hear dialogue. Desktop, full, unknown script. Control right. Unknown script called escape. Space. Lime, to move to an item, press the arrow keys, but elbows can and exit.
We lost focus there.
Title is Lime. End playback, but elbows can and
okay.
Bar 7, beat 1.
So we stopped about bar 7. So you can learn the piece by ear. There's also an optional metronomic click, which I had muted earlier. So you can listen to the piece and you can memorize it, play along. But on the Braille display, I actually have the Braille music. I'm going to show the Braille display to those of you who can see it. If you've never seen one before, I'm trying to show it to the camera on my laptop here. This is the Braille display, and here's the Braille
music.
You're
sharing your screen, so we don't see it.
Well, the video, I think, is still on. If anybody can comment, I'm holding up the Braille display. Can you guys see it?
A little higher, Bill. Have it a little higher. Okay. That's good.
Okay. So there's a Braille display if you've never seen one. But the point is that I can play the music and I can read along here. There's the Braille music. Okay. And there's also a Braille music window on the screen that should be visible as well. I'll bring it into focus.
Meeting controls.
If I can.
Post attendee Braille. But elbows can and
I focused on the Braille window, but when I'm in Lime, I think it should still be visible at the top of the screen.
Task switching to move to an item. It press is. The arrow keys. Lime to move to an item.
So as I hit the right arrow key, those of you who can see that Braille window should see the cells change color.
B3. F sharp 4, half.
So it said on beat 3,
F sharp 4, half.
We have F sharp 4, half. That means the pitch is F sharp, the octave is the fourth octave, and it's a half note in duration. There's also a way to change it to say minim, for those of you who go by the UK terms like minim and crotchet and so forth. So you can go through note by note and learn it that way.
Bar 8, beat 1, G4, half, beat 3, E4, half, bar 9, beat 1, trip.
You can also use wireless pedals and actually press the pedal so that you can keep your hand on your trumpet, in my case, or whatever, and learn the notes in sequence and then go back and play along. But the Braille score and the whole Braille music thing is what got us in here. But we realized quickly that there are a lot of people who don't know Braille music. Sorry, banging my cool new microphone. There are a lot of people who don't know Braille music or can't read it because maybe they have problems with their hands or whatever. And so we wanted the Braille score to, we wanted to build on what Louis Braille did. Louis Braille made a great system for music for the blind. And I still think it's probably the most elegant and economic way to show music scores. But we wanted to add the tools of the new millennium, which are synthetic speech with the screen reader, MIDI technology, which lets you hear the notes.
B2, B3.
And of course, you know, just using software. But everything's, as you can see, integrated. You can see the print score on the screen. You can feel the Braille score if you're blind like me. You can see the Braille window if you read Braille font with your eyes. And you can hear the screen reader and you can hear the notes playing. There's also a nice thing that we added called Silencio mode that James put in here for us.
Lime navigation speaking is off. Silencio.
So I can go through like this. And but JAWS is still here. So on the bottom row, I have status keys like B for bar.
Bar 14, beat 4.
V for voice.
Violin.
C for clef.
Treble clef. Staff 1, system 4, page 1.
So remember, the print score is on the screen, and that's what we as blind users need to know about. Okay, it's written in the treble clef and so forth. You can also type, well, let's show this in another. I'm going to, let's see. I'm going to bring in another score. If I can.
Open line piece dialogue.
Let's see. I think it's this Mozart piece.
Mozart A Little Night Music. Mozart Waltzes. Mozart Orchestrated Sim 40 MVMT 1.
Okay, here's that Mozart 40th Symphony.
Enter. Pachelbel's Canon Excerpt Violin. Lyric piece. Mozart Orchestrated Sim 40 MVMT 1. Lim. Ready. New piece. Mozart Orchestrated Sim 40.
Okay, so this is the entire movement, actually. I think it's the first movement. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Bar 1, beat 1. Here, A.
Let's slow it down a little bit. So it's kind of nice. We can use control with the bracket keys to slow it down or speed it up while it's playing back. But I'm going to go down and find the violin part.
Flute. PC cursor.
Come on, Jaws. Where are you?
Scripts initialized.
Oh.
PC cursor. Lime navigation speaking is on.
I left silencio mode on. Okay.
Mozart orchestra. Clarinets and bassoon. Bassoons. Horn and beep. Horn and G. Violin I tilde 1.
Okay, so there's the violin.
Violin I tilde 1.
So I can see the Braille music for the violin part here. Let me move back.
First note. First note on. First note on. First note on. First.
All right, wait a second.
Go. Escape. Okay, go to bar.
Go to bar 1.
1, enter, Mozart orchestrated, bar 1, beat 1, treble clef, 2 flats, G minor, cut time, half rest, Mozart orchestrated, sim 40, MVMT 1, lim, page 1 of 46.
Okay, so, I probably should have shown this to you before, but if you do want a hard copy Braille score, or even a soft copy that you can read on a note taker, like your, Braille note or your cue Braille or whatever you have, you're going to go to the file menu.
File menu. Quit launch. Launch Goodfeel. Dot, dot.
And you're going to launch Goodfeel. Now, this piece, Goodfeel complains about some redundant things, but we're going to
enter
for that.
Mozart orchestrated Sim 40 MVMT 1. Lim. Page 1 of 46. Violin I tilde 1.
Basically, what I just did was say, hey, Lime said to Goodfeel, Goodfeel, I know you've been running in the background. It's your turn to walk out into the foreground and do what you do best. So take this print score and turn it into Braille score. So it takes a few seconds. This is a very large file. Let's see.
PC cursor. Title is Lime. Braille to move to a night. Post attendees of JAWS Profession Zoom. Goodfeel.
Here's good.
Report.
Okay.
Good. Fix title button to add. Fix Braille despite space checked.
Okay, I'm just going to say process that. It doesn't like where there are places where the first time through it's piano and the second time it's forte or something, but we can say don't worry about that, Goodfeel. Just go ahead and process.
Alt P.
This file, and again, it's a very large file, so it takes a bit.
Braille destination, Braille editor button to activate. Press spacebar, Alt plus B. Braille destination.
The time it took me to tell you that, it's done, and it sure beats waiting around
Mozart orchestrated Sim 40 MVMT.
For transcriber to mail you the piece in the mail for a few weeks.
Blank.
Let's see.
Here. PC cursor. Mozart orchestrated Sym40M. Title is Mozart, comma, symphony, comma, no number, DJ dash.
Okay, so JAWS is reading Braille, which is never good. But you hear the commas. They're the capitals that we use here in the United States.
Comma, W4, comma, A4, comma,
Mozart. Here's somebody upstairs playing the piano, too. A little background music here. All right. But I'm going to go, this is our little title page thing, W.A. Mozart.
Comma, comma, Earl 3.
You know, transcribed by Dancing Dots and Music Braille, all that
left
nice
bracket,
stuff.
Star form.
Okay.
Comma, symphony, comma, no number, DJ. Comma, W4, comma, A4, comma, Mozart. Bland. Comma, flute, Rodney MC has left the.
Okay.
Bland. Comma, molto, comma, allegro, four questions.
So, molto, allegro,
less,
quarter
less
note.
C.
Molto allegro quarter note equals 132, two flats, cut time. This is the
number
flute part. We can also braille all the parts together as a score. So those of you who can see braille font should see it on the screen here. So we could send this to an embosser. I'm going to close this.
Alt F4. Braille destination.
Or we could, let's see.
Embosser button to activate.
Yeah, we could send it to the embosser and have a paper copy. Or we could. Well, it's already saved in a folder called Goodfeel Output, and you can copy that file. It's a formatted Braille file. So I'm going to close Goodfeel.
Alt X. Lime.
Come back
Lime.
To Lime. Let's see how we're doing for time. All right.
Lime. Mozart
so
Orchestra.
I'm going to close the Mozart and come back to that Pachelbel.
Closing piece. Mozart orchestrated Pachelbel's canon excerpt violin.lim.
So again, for those of you who can see the screen, I want to talk about another related product called Lime Lighter. It's still based on Lime, but it's to make the music accessible to people with low vision. You can zoom up to a level of 10x, which is not literally 10 times, but it's very big. So hang on for a second here. I'm going to...
Me switching on Lime Lighter arrow key mode. Continue button space to activate. Press space bar. Pachelbel's canon.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the zoom menu.
Edit menu. 300% unavailable. M. Save zoom. Resizable. R.
I'm gonna zoom it up to 5, but we can go to 10. But I don't want to make it too big. But if anybody wants to see it bigger, just sing out.
Pachelbel's canon excerpt violin.lim star page.
Okay, so we can scroll it automatically or we can scroll it manually. I'm going to do an automatic scrolling.
Lime music stand.
You can see
Lime Lighter
focus rectangle around the first measure. Again, we can speed it up.
So
we can also scroll it manually. Let's go back to bar 1.
Go to bar 1. Enter. Pachelbel bar 1 beat 1. Treble clef. 2 sharps. Lime music stand. Lime lighter initiate.
By the way, most people who use this have low vision. They don't use a screen reader with it. So, you know, if you're thinking that screen reader is awful distracting, you won't be using it if you have low vision. Unless you need it. So here's the manual scrolling. I just pressed the right arrow. I should tell you that when you get the Lime Lighter software, you get a 4-switch pedal board. And the 4 pedals, the wireless pedal board, let you do what I'm doing with the 4 arrow keys with your foot. So you can initiate the manual scrolling or the automatic scrolling and use your foot to scroll it so you can keep your hands on your piano or your flute or what have you. So I'm just hitting the right arrow key, but that would be pedal number 2, I believe. Okay, so the Lime Lighter solution has helped a lot of people as well. And the takeaway for you is just to know that what we try to do is help you learn your music whether you have low vision or no vision. And of course, if you have 20/20 vision, you can still use Lyme, and you can work with students. One of the problems is when I was a young student is, you know, the sighted people would get very anxious because they were saying, well, I don't know Braille music. And I'd say, well, I can't see that print music. And what are we going to do? So this is a way to integrate both systems and let people use what they know and what they can use. And okay, so that's kind of the interactive features. I wanted to show you briefly two things. Three. I can create content, how I can write music with the software, how I can import music that's been scanned by SharpEye, and how I can import music XML scores from other sources. So again, a lot of the creating the content is done by sighted people who may not know Braille or know anything about screen readers, but sometimes I get to create it too. I'm going to turn off Lyme later. Let's see. I'm going to do this here. Let's see where.
Title is Lyme.
Yeah.
Edit menu, undo control plus Z to move through items, press up or down arrow, preferences sub, shortcut, Lyme allowed prep, Lyme good feet, Lyme lighter arrow keys can enter, connect, leave me, switching off Lyme lighter arrow key mode, continue, enter, Lyme lighter arrow key mode is off, control backslash to turn it on. Edit menu, 500% unavailable, zoom 9, 9.
Let's go back to 3.
Pachelbel's canon excerpt, violin.lim star page 3 of 3. Window menu. 2 put 1 the glory high show Braille window B. Enter. Braille read only edit. Use your reading keys. Title is Braille. Lyme to move to an
okay.
Item.
Okay. All right. So let's close this good old Pachelbel.
Leave me closing piece. Save changes to files. Close document window. No button. Space. The glorious dream. Ballad
well, there's
of the Google.
My Google Car song. Now, I did create this with the software. I wrote a song about a blind guy who's he's dreaming about driving the first time he's gone all by himself in his self-driving car and some of the interesting and funny things that happened to him. And you're welcome to go to our YouTube page, which is Dancing Dots Music on YouTube, Dancing Dots Music, and you can find a lot of videos. And there's one of yours truly singing this song at a Christmas party, and it was fun. It's meant to be fun, but let me just show you a bit about
bar 0 beat 1.
Yeah, so here's the vocal part,
voice.
Here's the piano part,
piano RH tilde 1, piano RH tilde 2, treble, piano LH bass clef 3 flats E flat major, voice treble clef.
Let's see if I can
bar 1 beat 1 half dotted rest combined whole measure. So,
okay, there's the first lyric. So the first line is so lost in a glorious dream. I can go and hear the skim through the lyrics.
Lost. A tempo.
Oh, there's a tempo. Okay.
In. A. Glow.
Glow.
Rye.
Rye.
House.
House, which is glorious.
Dream.
Okay. But, again, you guys can check that out later. And if you want the Braille score, I'd be happy to send it to you. Just send me a note from dancingdots.com. There's a contact link.
Closing piece, the glorious dream, ballad of the Google car.lim, empty document, press control.
Okay, let's just make something quickly. I'm going to go to file.
File menu.
New.
Enter to navigate. New. And new piece. Create a new piece. Specify number of measures and length of each measure.
By the way, if you use a screen reader and this speech is too fast for you, let us know. If it's too slow, I'm sorry, but I want it, our sighted friends who are looking at it to at least be able to get some of the words, if not all. So here we are in the new piece dialogue, and you can do things like how many measures do you want? I'll say I want 32.
32. Time signature number of beats per measure edit. 4. Time signature beat value indicator edit 4.
So there are a lot of things you can set up here. I'm going to skip to
Alt P name for first part and piece
name
edit
for the first
type of text
part.
Alt plus P
I don't know. Let's just make it oboe today.
Oboe, single staff for first part radio.
It's a single staff, yes.
Title for piece, edit, type and text, alt plus.
And the title of this piece is...
No, space. Title for piece, edit, oh no, oboe.
Oh no, oboe.
Okay, button, to, okay. Space. New piece, creating. New piece, paid, new piece, oboe, bar 1, beat 1, treble clef, no sharps or flats, C major, 4-4 time, oh no, oboe, whole rest combined.
Okay, let's make it in the key...
KY signature, key signature.
Two sharps.
Two sharps radio button checked. Enter. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. New piece star page 1 of 2.
Let's
voice menu to navigate.
Make it sort of sound like an oboe.
Reads R, general mid oboe. Enter. Voice on channel dialogue. MIDI channel edit 1. Type and enter. New piece star page 1 of 2.
Okay. I can enter the notes one at a time. I can also play on a musical keyboard. I don't know if it's visible on the screen, but I have a little piano kind of keyboard here on my desk. But at the moment, it's not connected.
We had left the meeting.
So let's see. I'll just enter.
Note entry mode, whole, quarter.
Again, I could say crotchet. But it's saying quarter today.
From Gudrun Brunet to everyone, too. Is Limelighter a separate software, and does the four square pedal board come with it, and how does it connect?
Hi, Gudrun. I just heard your... Yes, Lime is a separate software in the sense... The Limelighter is a separate software in the sense that we can enable different features of the software, and the low vision features are called Limelighter. So it's Lime... But it's Lime with special features like you saw. And yes, the pedal board comes with it. It's a separate piece of hardware. Okay, so let's see. I was talking about entering a note,
eight.
The Oh No Oboe piece. So let's just do something like.
Note entry B2, B2.B3, B4 quarter. Note entry mode.
I'm just typing on the home row here and
8th, 16th. Note entry beat 1, beat B2, B2 point B2, B3, half. Note entry mode, half.
Okay.
R3 beat 1.
So as I'm typing it, the Braille music's coming up on the Braille display, the print music's coming up on the screen.
Bar 1, first note.
I'm going to go back. We can listen to it with the Control H for here.
Hear dialogue. End playback.
Okay, that's nice. We can go back and do things like
add a
dynamic mark.
Dynamic MP, MF, MM, enter Lime to change
the
selection using the arrow keys. New piece start. B2, F sharp 4, 8.
Let's make that staccato.
Staccato. B2.5 staccato. B3. F sharp 4. 8. Tie.
No.
No tie.
Let's make this a slur.
Slur.
So as I'm doing all this, the Braille and the printer are getting updated in sync.
Bar 2 beat 1. C sharp 5. 16th. Bar 3 beat 1. Bar 2 beat 3.
I'm going to put a tenuto mark there.
Tenuto.
All right. So the cool thing is, I can now press Control P.
Print dialog. Printer.
And I can print it on an ink printer and give the
escape.
Give the page to the sighted oboist. I can also launch Goodfeel and give the Braille and emboss it. Give the Braille page to the blind oboist.
File menu. New dot dot dot.
So I'm going to launch Goodfeel now. And
new piece. Star page 1 of 2.
Transcribe this for the blind person. And let's see.
PC cursor. Title is Goodfeel Intermediate Dial. List box. Note. No initial tempo / metronome marking. MSG. Warning. No double bar. End of
okay,
list.
Okay, that's okay. I'll process.
Alt P. Braille destination. Braille editor button. To activate, press space bar.
Braille
plus
editor.
D. Braille destination. .gf-brl view. Edit. I, comma, O, comma, no one, comma, oboe.
Oh, no, oboe.
Bottom of file. Blank. Left bracket stars. Number DM number DM number. Greater MF quote F8G8Xi period.
Yeah,
colon,
that's Jaws reading Braille music. It's not good.
Percent number D4.
But it's two sharps, 4/4 time.
Blank, comma, oboe.
And it's for oboe.
Black comma, O comma, no one comma, oboe number.
Oh no, oboe. Okay, so.
Alt F4.
There you have it.
Braille destination.
Let's
Braille editor button. To
close
X.
That.
Lime, I'm new piece.
All right, so that's how you can create music. And
Lime, new piece. Start.
I don't have the time to show you something like the Google Car song, but because it takes a while to build something like that. But you can see that it's not just simple tunes like this. You can make, you know, that thing has lyrics, and the Google Car song, it has lyrics. I think it has chord symbols. It has lots of dynamics and all kinds of good stuff. All right. But what if somebody gives you a piece of sheet music and you're like, well, what do I do with this? Well, you can scan it with SharpEye. That comes with GoodFeel. And it also comes with Lime. You get a license for this program. I should say Lime Lighter. It's a program called SharpEye Music Reader. It's typically more helpful to sighted people who can read print music than blind people. But as you'll see, I can use it to a limited degree myself.
Enter. SharpEye 2, input image.
Not sure who I'm hearing, but if you want to mute yourself, that would be good because I'm hearing your screen reader and your MIDI stuff. Okay, so
title is SharpEye 2. Aaron Weaver has left the meeting.
I'm going to do
Control I.
I'm going to open an image file that I already scanned with a standard scanner.
Open dialog. File name.
I scan. I'm going to show you two things. One is easy and one is not.
Long ago.
This is long, long ago.
Enter.
If your mom made you take piano lessons, you played this or tried to play it a long time ago. So I've opened the image file. That's what the scanner does, but I've already made this TIFF image, so I just opened it. Now I'm going to read it with SharpEye.
Alt R, menu, read menu, read enter, leave in menu, SharpEye 2.
Okay. Peter, you may have to be a fascist at this point. I'm not sure.
Okay, so if I unmute everyone, if I mute everyone, then I have to unmute you. So it might just take a few seconds for that to happen. Okay, so
okay.
I'll do that, and you may get muted, and then I'll unmute you. Okay.
Okay.
The host muted everyone. Select and modify with left button 0.
Okay, you're back, I think. Bill, have you unmuted? I've asked to unmute, but you need to unmute your end.
To move Braille. Meeting
so we can hear Jaws.
Alt, mute my audio, Alt plus A button. To activate, mute my audio, Alt plus A button. Space, unmute my audio, Alt plus A. Or you can simply press and hold. Unmute my audio, Alt plus A. Or you can sit audio settings button. Unmute, currently muted, Alt plus A, enter. Mute my audio, Alt plus A button. To activate, press space bar. Mute my audio, Alt plus A button.
Yeah, we can hear you again.
Oh,
that's
great.
Good.
Okay.
Long ago, star SharpEye.
So I'm back
two.
To SharpEye, and I read the image with SharpEye, and SharpEye basically takes the image, which could be an image, you know, picture of your house or your dog, and it figures out, oh, it has these groups of five lines, horizontal lines with different funny ovals on them. What does all this mean in music? Here it is.
Select and modify with left button 0 rhythm warning.
And it says 0 rhythm warnings. That's great news. So I can play it back in SharpEye.
Alt F menu, leaving menu. Alt Alt F menu, file menu, leaving menus.
Remember that one? Okay. So I'm going to save the image. Well, no, not the image. Sorry. I'm going to export to a format called Music XML. Music XML is one of the best things to happen to blind musicians since Braille music itself, because it's a method that everybody uses, sighted and blind, to exchange score data. If you have a score program, say you have Sibelius and your friend has Finale, how do you share scores? It's called Music XML, and it's great. It happens to be great because we can import it into Lime. And anyway, let's see.
Save as .. A. Enter. Leaving menus. Long ago. *i2. Long ago. .xml. Save as .. Enter. Save as .yes button. Space.
Sorry, replace the one that's there.
Long ago.
I'm going to close *i.
Alt F4. Query. OK. Space. This meeting is being recorded. By continuing to be in the meeting, you are consenting to be recorded.
Okay.
Title is. Meeting controls. Lime.
Go back to Lime. I'm going to go to the file menu. Import.
File menu, new music XML. Enter. To navigate. Import music XML file dialog.
I'm going to.
Low. Low. Uh-huh. Low. Files of type. File name, edit combo, low.
I guess I gotta low. Browse for this. I thought it was right here.
End.
Okay.
Oh, blank. Folder view list view, not selected majesty.exe.
Oh, here we go.
Folder view list view, Joe. Lewington, ID8/, Litterst, George 11/9, long ago.xml, enter.
Here it is.
XML import.
So when you import an XML file to Lime, it has a lot of questions. I always say, whatever you think best, Lime. This little dialogue here, I hit enter.
Enter. Import music XML part recomputing playback processed from long ago .xml part 1-1, bar 1 beat 1, treble clef, no sharps or flats, C major, common time, C5.
And here it is in Lime. And I see the Braille music. The first note is fifth octave C in the right hand. Also see the left hand.
Part 1-2, bass clef, no sharps or flats, C major.
Oh, Lime remembered the oboe sound, so I'm not sure if I need to change that or if it's going to fix itself. But here, let's see.
Hear dialogue.
Yeah, fixed.
And playback.
Okay, and again, I can launch. I can launch Goodfeel and get the Braille score. But you've seen how that works, so I'm going to go back to *i and scan something that doesn't scan so well.
To move Windows D folder view list view *i to enter.
Again, Music OCR is wonderful. *i is excellent. There are some other excellent tools on the market, but they are not perfect. They're far from perfect, and you will encounter errors. And at that point, the problem for me as a blind person is, how can I fix them if I can't see the original score?
Alt F menu.
If I could see the original score, in this case, I wouldn't be trying to convert it into an accessible talking Braille score. But so this is where sighted helpers are invaluable. Anyway, let's see. I'm talking and I'm
escape,
not
escape.
Listening. Okay.
Control I.
Let me open an image here in *i. Okay.
Title is *i2. Open.
Okay. This one's a Haydn sonata.
Haydn sonata.tiff. Enter.
Much more edit, sophisticated music.
Vidu has joined the meeting.
I'm going to. So I've open the image. Remember, I could have scanned it with a scanner, but I just opened a pre-existing image.
Alt R menu. Read. To move through items, press up or enter. Leaving menus. *i2.
Okay, so now *i is analyzing that image and trying to recreate the score. If you can see the screen, you'll see the image on the bottom and what *i thinks it is on the top.
Reading 30% complete.
Okay, now I'm reading the status line. So we're 30% through.
Reading 63% complete.
Right. Again, more sophisticated and actually longer piece of music.
Reading 94% complete. Select and modify with left button 6 rhythm warning.
6 rhythm warnings. Okay, that's bad news for me because I need someone to fix them. If I press Control-E,
Control-E.
I know I can go to the first error and you'll see a little blue triangle. And if you look at the bottom of the screen and back up at the top and compare them, you might see maybe there's a bar line missing, a note missing. SharpEye's pretty smart at pointing out the errors, but someone has to use SharpEye's graphical editor to fix them. And that someone is not going to be me because I can't use the tools. And even if I could, I can't see the original to try to fix. I can't see the image. So I'm kind of stuck. But I can go into what I call denial mode and say everything's fine, even though it isn't. And I'm going to go
Alt-F.
And save it in Music XML.
Save S. Vidu. Save as ... A. Enter. Leaving menus. Hide and Sonata Star SharpEye 2.
Okay. I saved it earlier, so.
Save. Yes,
I'll
button space.
That one.
Hide and Sonata Star SharpEye 2. Alt-F. Okay, but space.
I'll go back.
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay. I'll go back to Lime.
Title is. Lime to move to an item, press the arrow keys. Lime to move to an item, press the arrow keys.
File menu, I'm back in Lime. Import.
Import submenu, I,
Music XML.
Import Music XML file dialog.
Hide in
Sonata.xml, hide in Sonata, enter. XML import options, hide and enter, import music processing context 1, page 1 of 1, from hide and sonata.xml, part 1 tilde 1, bar 1 beat 1, treble clef, 3 flats, E flat major, common time, forte, E flat 4, quarter.
Okay, so this one starts with the dynamic of forte, and you can see that in the braille on the right hand, and you can see the interval signs for that first E flat chord in the right hand.
Part 1 tilde 2, treble clef, 3 flats, E flat major, common time, whole rest hidden.
Second right hand voice.
Part 1 tilde 3, bass clef, 3 flats, E flat major, common time.
And there's
part 1 tilde 1.
Okay, let's
clef.
Listen to this. It's a cool piece. I wish it scanned better.
Hear dialogue.
Oh, so that's probably where the first error was because things kind of fell apart.
And playback.
So again, just to stress that it's really important to have a sighted assistant do your scanning in general. As you saw that first piece, I was able to get 0 rhythm warnings, and that does happen from time to time. So it's not unthinkable. But as a rule, inevitably, you're going to have scanning errors. Now, let's move forward to Music XML from other sources. And what's wonderful is a lot of those sources, they've cleaned them up. Not always. Sometimes you download something from the internet and you realize somebody scanned this and did not fix the errors. But the really great news is that a lot of the music that you purchase online that's in a PDF format came from a hard drive that it was created in something like Sibelius or Finale. The composer, the arranger uses those same tools. Well, instead of clicking the button that says print to PDF, if they would just click the button that says export to Music XML, life would be a lot easier for us. And there are a lot of people around the world trying to work on just that, trying to
close document
make relationships with publishers and make this sort of the standard thing that happens.
No button. Space.
I'm going to close
Lime.
These other things.
From long ago. Lee, me, closing piece. Space. Close document window. Live. New piece. Oboe. Bar.
Okay. I still have my oboe piece here.
Lee. No.
All right. So I have some XML that I've downloaded from the internet from different sources.
Music XML
Enter. And I'm going to share
import
those
music
quickly
XML
with you. And then
dialogue.
We'll have a little time for questions, I hope. So Where?
Folder view, list view, not selected, Andriani.
Mozart.
Mozart 41st movement. Mozart Sonata in B-flat.xml 7.
Here's a Mozart Sonata.
Enter empty document. New piece. XML import. XML imp- enter. From mode processing context 1. Page 1 of 11.
Okay.
And from Mozart Sonata in B-flat.xml.
No complaints. Let's listen to it.
Here,
as it's playing, the braille is tracking and the print is tracking in sync.
Enter.
Just went to bar 3.
And playback from
we're just
Mozart's
gonna launch Goodfeel.
From Mozart's.
See if Goodfeel has any complaints about it.
McGurdy has left the meeting.
Okay.
PC cursor. Title is Lime. Title is Lime. This title is Lime. The meeting control. Braille. Post attendees. JawsProof. Zoom. This meeting is being Lime. The meeting in Braille. Post attend. JawsProof. Zoom. Lime.
We're good for now.
Lime from Mozart Sonata. Deep title is Lime. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
I thought I launched
this
good
meeting
feel,
is
guys.
Being recorded by continuing to be in Lime. To move meeting control Braille. Post attend. JawsProof. Zoom. Lime.
All right, let's try
from
again.
Mozart Sonata and Alt F. File. Quit. Launch and launch Goodfield. To navigate, press left or right arrow. Lime from Mozart Sonata and B flat dot XML star page 1 of 11. Piano tilde 1. PC cursor. PC cursor. Title is Lime. Task switching. To move to an item, press the arrow keys. To move to an item, meeting control Braille. Post attend. JawsProof. Zoom. Goodfield. Report.
Good. Okay.
Goodfield intermediate dialog. List box. Note. No initial. End of list. End
okay.
of list.
It's happy.
Alt P.
We're going to process it. And just that fast, we have our Braille copy of Mozart.
Braille destination. Braille editor button. To activate, press space bar.
Piano sonata in
Mozart
B-flat.
Sonata in B-flat.gf-brl view. Edit. Type in. Bottom of file. Blank.
Yeah.
Add period. Greater quote right pair.
There it is. Okay. So again, you can also, by the way, Albert added a new feature.
Alt F, file menu, new, to move through, menu bar, leaving menu bar, edit, type in text, period.
Where is it? And you can save it as a formatted Braille file.
Goodfield output files, left parent star.gf, right parent.
Defaults to our output file format.gf, but.
Goodfield output file. Formatted Braille files.
You can say formatted Braille file.
Enter. Save as type
and
colon
it will
combo
save
box.
It as
formatted
a BRF,
Braille file.
BRF file.
Blank. File name colon edit combo. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value period. Alt plus N.
Okay. So.
Escape. Escape.
There are note takers like the HIMSS Cube Braille that can open GF files directly, but the HumanWare guys haven't supported it yet. You can bug them for me. I've been bugging them for a long time. The Duxbury translator can open .gf files. You do not need Duxbury or any literary translator to use Goodfield, but some people like to use it if they want to revise the Braille or insert literary text into it.
Alt F4. Okay. Braille destination. So, Alt X. MDI client.
All right.
ROM, Mozart,
I think
Sonata.
That's probably enough for me.
Lime from Mozart Sonata and B-flat.
Bombarded you with a lot of information in a short time. I know some of you use the software, but many of you do not. And so, Peter, how are we going to handle this? People who have questions, what do you suggest?
I think that. If you have a question, unmute yourself and fire away. Ask the question. And
okay.
We have, at least from my point of view, we have at least another half an hour or so. If you, you know, depending on how long you want to go on, Bell. So there's
oh,
no. I'm not gonna cut you off sharply.
That's fine. I have time. I know we advertised for an hour, but I have time to talk. If people can stick around, that's great. If you can't stick around and you want to email, it's info@dancingdots.com or there's contact link from our site at dancingdots.com. I should tell you that you can get free evaluation versions of the software if you want to try it. And what else? If you want to send any sample music XML files to me or Albert, we're happy to try to see how they do with Lime and Goodfeel. And we do publish some courses on Braille music. You can see at our site if you click on publications. If you know somebody who needs to learn Braille music. But I hope you'll see after today that although we love Braille music and we do recommend if you read literary Braille and you want to study music that you learn Braille music, our software does a lot more than just Braille music.
So two people have raised hands. I don't know, Bill, whether you hear that with your screen reader. But I think Bill isn't seeing those raised hands. And for the moment, I can't tell who has raised their hands. All I know is that three people have raised their hands. So it's better if you could unmute yourself if you'd like to ask a question.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Let's see. One at a time. So.
I hope you remember. At the beginning, when you was playing the score, you with the arrow key you changed the speed. Can you tell me what is the combination for that instead to go an annotation, blah blah
mm-hmm.
blah. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a nice new feature. While it's playing with the here, Control H for here. And hit enter, and you start to hear the piece playback. Mm-hmm. Then you do, to speed it up, you do control with the right bracket key multiple times, not just once, but maybe 10, 15 times. It'll gradually speed up, or okay. control with left bracket multiple times. It will gradually slow down or reduce the tempo.
It's work only when you press Control H.
But left the meeting.
Right. If you use, there's another key you may know, Control Down Arrow will play the music back, but you cannot change the tempo with Control Down Arrow shortcut. No, you have to use Control H.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Good to hear from you.
So I can see that Luis Morales has raised hand. So Luis, could you...
This was me.
Yeah, that was Luis.
That was Luis. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, let's see if we can... I'll see if I can find...
I raised my hand. This is Gudrun again.
Okay. Hi, Gudrun.
Hello. are there updates to the newest version? I mean, I have version 4 I got a couple of year ago or so, mm-hmm. 2 years ago. Are there newer versions? Or how do we get the new features?
Yes, we have released Goodfeel 4.2 for people who already have 4.0 like you. It's a free update, but you will need to download it. I could send you the download link or just email me to remind me. And it has some nice new features, but even the version you have does that slow down and speed up thing.
Okay. And I was thinking that have you thought of maybe collaborating with Lyra and teach them to use this to teach them to use this graphics editor in SharpEye so that they can help fix rhythm errors or scanning errors.
You mean to teach sighted people?
Well, to teach Lyra, so that we can use a TeamViewer and they can help fix those scanning errors, because that's the hardest thing is to find a sighted person who is capable of understanding this.
I think you're right. Lyra is an option, and I thought maybe we should try to team up with them.
Yes.
Free services like Be My Eyes, they may be able to have a specialist category for people who would volunteer to clean Absolutely. Up music. The other cool thing is I have a customer in California, and she had a friend, a sighted friend, who was helping her. And then the sighted friend moved out of town. But, you know, in this age of Zoom, the sighted friend can connect to her friend, her blind friend's computer from anywhere using Zoom, and you can give people remote control of your computer.
Right.
So the sighted friend could still work on her, on cleaning up her scanning stuff. Now she would, the blind person would have to be there to physically put the pages onto the scanner and, you know, but they can work together. So if your volunteer helper can be anywhere in the world.
That's true.
Nice.
I still have trouble finding it. Yeah. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But yeah. So yeah. But Ira would be wonderful because we almost all of us have access to that, and that can be a great
Yes, thank you for that idea. I it's something I need to take action on. It's something I've thought of, and so you are prompting me to do something. Then. And also, you know, you can certainly raise it with them too, because if they just hear it from me, they may think, well, you know, how many people are we talking about?
I will write to them right now. Okay.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Anyone else?
This is Marcia.
Go ahead, Marcia.
Yeah. since Braille displays in and of themselves are only one line, you know, and you're constantly having to go in up and down, up and down, and up and down. Mm-hmm. If I were to be working as a chorus director or something like that, how do we handle that with all of the impracticalities sometimes of the Braille display? For example, okay, people, I want you to go to letter B, fifth measure after letter B, or whatever mm-hmm. the heck. Mm-hmm. And you know, how do we do that, you know, with all of the weirdnesses that Braille displays present, in that you can only see one line at a time?
It's a good question. There are a couple ways you could approach it. I do have some customers who are choral directors who are blind, and I think they use a combination of approaches. One would be to use hard copy Braille, so you have a paper score in front of you while you're leading the
but
group.
But you don't have an access to an embosser.
Well, that's an issue, right?
Gotta
so if you don't have access to an embosser and you can't email it to someone who could Braille it for you, then, you know, as you heard, Lime does have a go-to feature. You could go to bar 56 and you could pretty quickly arrow down to say the soprano part or the bass part for yourself. And if you had headphones on, it wouldn't distract people, but it would take a little doing. We do also, Dancing Dots, our company, has become a distributor for a cool new device called the Canute 360 that can show you 9 lines of Braille at a time. And,
isn't that though the bad part of that is it's got no battery. You got to plug the damn thing in.
Yeah, you know? it's not the most portable thing in the world. It's also not the quietest thing in the world. So it may not be practical in real time when you're in front of a group. I like to remember that I heard that the first Model T Ford had the gas tank underneath the driver's seat. And then after a couple crashes, people realized that wasn't a good place for it. So, right. You know, as technology evolves, hopefully our friends at Bristol Braille will get to where that thing is more portable and quieter. But it's great that we have 9 lines, and some of our customers do use it. Another good news item for Canute is that the Duxbury translator now can address it. So Goodfield cannot address it directly, but if you open your Goodfield file in Duxbury and you have Duxbury set up to address it as a device, you can navigate through Duxbury and use it.
Because one thing I would like to actually because when you were at Enchanted Hills, the lighthouse at the time, I was over the age at which I could actually go to a music camp and actually see what you had.
Oh, okay. You know, you're always, have you ever noticed you're always too old or too young, no matter, you know,
yeah,
never the
no,
right age.
No, being, no, no, no dice, you know?
Oh, man. Well, life goes on, I guess, but yeah. Yeah, those were some fun times we had at Enchanted Hills. Okay. Thanks for that question. Anybody else have something?
Mr. McCann, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. I hear two people. So it sounds like Sam first. Why don't you go and then the other speaker?
Awesome. So I just have a question in regards to different annotations and writing. If I'm writing for strings, like a string orchestra, obviously I know with Lime you could do like up bowing and down bowing and things like that, but could you do other various string markings, like, you know, like harmonics and things like that with Lime?
I think Lime can do harmonics. I'd have to look it up. I know it can. I know you can put in, let's say, an annotation, text annotation that says P-I-Z-Z.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, like for pizzicato.
Yeah. Harmonic. Let's see.
Title is meeting control.
Let's go back to Lime. Where are you, Lime? Oh, I turned off my JAWS.
Full speech. Title is Task Switching to Move to a Night Lime. From Mozart Sonata D flat.xml star page 1 of 11. Piano Lime from Mozart Sonata D flat.xml.
Okay, so.
John Sanfilippo, annotation met this notation context, not in score unavailable. I. Only in score unavailable. All notation contexts checked unavailable. A. Text sub, model for category, MIDI equals, rehearsal, figure bass, chord symbol, fret grid, fingering, breath, pause, ending, segno, E, pedal, P, technical, articulation, ornament, A, mood, o, tempo alteration, M, tempo marking, K, dynamical, escape,
it'll take
escape.
Me a minute, let's see if it's under,
annotation, I think I remember somewhere on symbol, the, fret grid. Like other on symbol, the numbers go. Row, like there's something about like a note head, and I think there's symbol, like a combo, there might have been a harmonic option.
Yeah, so no, here's other symbols.
Excuse me, what are you looking for?
Harmonic, Albert.
I think it might be in there.
What's that?
It might be in there.
Yeah.
Where you're looking.
Five down bow, pad, step, pedal up, eight fermata, nine of inverted fermata, single breath mark, double breath, eight va, 13, 8 V, niente circle, flip.
Is it niente?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Enter. From Mozart Sonata D flat dot XML star page 1. Niente. C sharp written 5.
Niente. Does that look like a harmonic, Albert?
Yes.
Okay.
But
I don't know why.
But Lime's not going to execute that. Not going to play
no,
that.
No, Lime will not execute it.
Oh, yeah, I know. Obviously.
But if you print it, hopefully your player will execute it. I'm not sure if calling it niente is the best. Maybe that's Italian for harmonic somehow, or I thought
I'm
it meant
sure.
Nothing or zero or I don't know. But anyway, there you are.
Awesome.
Okay. Anyone else have? As someone else had spoken. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is
Hi,
Timothy
Bill.
Jones.
My
I know,
name
we
is
have,
Ali.
We have two people again speaking.
Yes.
we had the person who spoke first before. Who was that?
Okay, that was... I speaking.
Okay.
I'm Ali, you know, there are three questions, but my English very bad, you know. Read is reading for me this question.
Hi, Bill. Last time we talked, you mentioned that Goodfield program supports the non-speech mode, but currently I am not getting support for the
Yes, NVDA not supported
okay.
Speech Goodfield.
Yeah, you have to do some things to tell Jaw or tell Lime that you have NVDA. There's a little bit of setup. So if you go to the edit menu, preferences,
submenu, uh-huh. General, lime lighter preferences, lime lighter, lime good feel, lime allowed preferences,
lime allowed preferences.
Enter to navigate, lime, leave me allowed preferences.
And then there are many preferences, but I will press shift tab.
Cancel. Okay. Use JAWS if installed. Checkbox checked to clear.
So it says use JAWS if installed. I would have to uncheck that. And then, then you could use NVDA. I actually wrote a little article about it, which I could send to you. If you will email me and remind me, I have some directions on how to.
Okay, I try it and not doing. I write. And other questions.
I have been trying to run various projects with GoodFeel for about 5 years. There are two main problems we encounter. First, Lime does not support a language higher than XML version 1.0. However, today I think XML 4.0 version has arrived. When I try to translate music files created with a version higher than XML 1.0 with GoodFeel, some differences and errors occur. Will Lime and GoodFeel support newer XML versions in the future?
Yes, this is
okay. That's a good question. I am not sure you're correct about only supporting XML 1.0. Albert, do you have any response to that?
Yes.
I think that might be correct. Most Finale and Sibelius, you should be able to say that you just want XML 1.0, but you might not have access to the original source file. But I'd also like to say that, even if you do export it with 1.0, you might end up with the same problems as you're finding with 4.0. It might not be just because of 4.0. But maybe you could, if you have a specific file that's having a problem, maybe you could email that to me. Okay. And I could look at it.
Yes, okay. Please send us an example of that. I was not aware that we don't... I've never had Lime say to me, hey, this is not XML 1.0, and I can't process it. So if you have something, send us an example, and we will...
Okay.
Yeah, I think Finale just released... their latest version has XML 4.0. I think I did notice that. But still, downloading...
XML 4.0, 3.0, higher 1.0 is export changing file. For example, fingers, Lime seeing fingers, but GoodFeel not seeing or not translate.
Mm-hmm. Well, send us an example of a problem you have, and then we can address it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we kind of don't know it's out there. We from time to time we download files from MuseScore, XML files from MuseScore or IMSLP, and I haven't seen that problem. I don't download a lot of files, but I download maybe say two or three a month,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't run into that problem.
Yeah. So having examples, and this is a general thing to anybody listening, if you want to, if you're having a problem, or if you just want to know if this particular XML file works with our stuff, just send a copy to me or to Albert at dancingdots.com.
Okay. Okay. We'll try. I send it. Yeah. And the last questions.
Second, we cannot persuade
everyone. I have to leave, but thank you.
Ali.
We cannot persuade anyone who writes notes for us to use Lime. Lime is a simple program for most sighted users. People prefer to use Finale or Sibelius, but we also have some problems when we open notes written with these programs with Lime. Some notes are not visible. Finger numbers are not visible. Even finger numbers seen by Lime are not noticed and translated by GoodFeel. And we make GoodFeel compatible with mainstream music writing programs on the market. Or what should we tell people who write notes with non-Lime music writing programs so that they can prepare notes that GoodFeel can play?
Yes.
Okay. These are good questions. Again, samples are good because our software is good, but it can be better always. I have found that most of the time the Music XML import works well, but I have also found specific things that don't work well. And some of it has to do with XML itself. One example is the Finale program in the user manual tells you to use the lyric tool to make your figured bass symbols look correct. And they do look fine on the print page. But when you export to Music XML, they get tagged as lyrics. And when Goodfield tries to transcribe them, it incorrectly transcribes them. Well, it correctly transcribes them as lyrics, but they're not lyrics. So sometimes it's not so much what Goodfield does as what the program that exported the information did to tag the information. So Music XML is wonderful, but again, it's not ideal and perfect. And there are different ideas to improve it. And you know, we can certainly improve our software, but we can't control what other people do.
Can I say too that that's really a Finale shortcoming. Mm-hmm. We have shortcomings of our own, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But really, that's Finale's fault, and you should complain to them actually.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're not exporting figured bass correctly because of how they're telling you to enter it.
Huh. Yeah.
Bill, we still have three people with hands raised. I can see who they are now. Okay. We can go for another 10 or 15 minutes if you want. We have Brittany.
Go ahead, Brittany. If you can unmute yourself.
Oh, shit. All right, hold on.
Brittany, we heard you, but now we can't hear you, so... Brittany Clayton.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, there we go. That's better. Yep.
Okay, so I am actually a former Lime user. I used to use Lime a lot in university back when Windows 7 was a thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually curious to know how much Lime has changed with the onset of Windows 10.
Well, Lime, we've made many improvements to Lime, but... And it runs fine on Windows 10, but I'm not sure. I mean, I think it would technically still run on Windows 7, wouldn't it, Albert? I don't know.
Yeah, Albert, it does run on Windows 7. I'm using.
Ah, they are Windows somebody. 7. Okay, so.
I'm sorry, did you ask me a question, Bill?
I was just saying that Brittany was asking what's different about Lime under Windows 10, and there are many improvements in Lime. But I think it would run at this point, Lime 9.17 is actually technically the very latest version of Lime. And it would run just as well on Windows 10 as Windows 7, as far
as I agree.
Know.
Yeah, yeah. As far as I know.
Yeah.
I use Windows 7 on my home computer, and I don't have a problem with Lime.
Okay, oh, wow. Good. Okay. Also, I have to admit...
Timothy Jones has left the...
I am actually really curious about that piece that you were talking about, the Ballad of the Google Car. I've actually never seen a piece of Braille music with lyrics on it. I've seen pieces of Braille music before, but just for my own curiosity, like so I can see what it looks like. Would you be able to send that to me, please?
Yeah, absolutely. If you would just email me to remind me, email to info@dancingdots.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to dancingdots.com and there's a contact link and I'll get that too. But yeah, I'd be happy to send it to you or anybody who wants to see it.
Thanks.
And Eugene Joyce.
Yes. Yes, hello. Hello, Bill. This is Joyce. I don't know if you could remember me, but I've been using Lime for a long, long time.
Great. Hello there.
My question is, do you have any plan to make Goodfield accessible for Mac users in the future?
I have a plan. but what I need is money.
Oh, okay.
I would love to make a version of GoodFuel for the Mac and a version of Lime for the Mac. And we estimate that project might be at least $50,000, maybe $75,000.
Oh. Okay.
So if you know anyone who has lots of money who wants to help, I'm serious. Like, you know, maybe projects like from Google or Apple or people like that. I haven't been able to talk to the right people yet, apparently. But, you know, if people do have contacts there, I'd love to talk about it, because most of our market for our software is the educational market. And the educational market has really embraced the Macintosh computer. Now, you can run, as you may know, Joyce, you can run our stuff on the Mac, but you have to use something like, what's it called, Parallels or
yes.
VMware Fusion, or you set up your Mac to boot into Windows, and you can run Windows on your Mac, but yes. it's not
That's
ideal.
That's been discontinued, I think.
Say again?
That has now been discontinued by Apple.
Bootcamp?
Yeah. Okay. The booting from the
Parallel. Okay, yeah.
That is no longer done. Apple has discontinued it.
Okay.
So your only choices then is to get something like VMware Fusion. I presume that stuff still works. I believe Albert uses it on his Mac. So, I would love to port it to the Mac. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there used to be a version of Lime that runs on the Mac, but it got deprecated. And when they went to Catalina, I think. If you have an older OS, you can still run Lime itself on the Mac. It's not all the access features you've seen, but it's plain old Lime. And by the way, we do give away Lime for sighted users. So if you have a sighted user who wants to make scores for you, you can get Lime for free without all the access features that you saw today.
Oh, okay. I have a Mac, and I've been wondering if it would be really cool if GoodFuel and Lime can be used with Mac. And also, since iPhone apps are trending, I thought it would be cool to integrate iPhone functions.
Yes, it would be very cool.
Yeah.
One of our challenges as a very small company, even though people think we are Microsoft, we're not. It's Albert and I and a few part-time people. And I should say James too. So the three core people and then some part-time workers. And we've been at it now since, we released the first version of GoodFuel for DOS in 1997. So you can do the math. It's been a while. But because Braille Music Software is such a niche inside a tiny market, we've spent a lot of time doing other things to keep our doors open, like selling other people's hardware and doing a lot of training and, selling JAWS and other screen readers and doing whatever we can do to keep things going. It's a challenge.
Okay.
Bill, this is Bill. Sorry.
Yes, sir. Hey.
This is Bill Hahey here in Medford. I've been working with your products since 1998, using Sonar mostly. But my question is, since you can correct your music with Braille, can you use the lyric function and things like that to correct it in audio?
Yeah. I mean, you can use Lime to enter lyrics and also, if you misspelled something, you can go back and clean it up, if that's what you're asking. Yeah.
Well, I noticed the lyrics are syllabically presented so that they're in rhythm. So can you clean that rhythm up if there's an error somewhere within the lyric?
Yeah. You could go, if I spelled the word, I don't know, dream wrong, if I forgot the E or something, I could go back and fix it. Or if that note should have been a quarter note and not an eighth note, you can also change that.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, you can definitely do that.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, I think we could go on all day, but we should probably wind up soon. Do you want to say a few things at the end, Bill?
Yeah. Well, thanks to you, Peter, and to Peter's organization called Vibe. He can tell you a bit more about that. But it's always great to have an opportunity to present. And it's wonderful to be able to simultaneously be in touch with people literally all over the world here. It's really fun. I guess, again, I'll just say that look at dancingdots.com. If you're interested to try the software for free, you can try it for a couple weeks and we can make a date and I can try to help you get started with the basics. Just email info@dancingdots.com and we'll get that going for you. We do have Braille music courses. Richard Tate has written courses, An Introduction to Music for the Blind Student, and we published that in print and Braille. You can see that on dancingdots.com. We do a lot of training, and we use tools like Zoom like this, and we use JAWS Tandem and iPhone apps like FaceTime Audio to connect with people around the world. We have been training people. Bill mentioned sonar and cake talking. For years, we had a solution called Cake Talking that made the sonar multi-track recording software accessible. Sadly, that company is gone, Cakewalk, that made sonar. But we have been training people to use alternatives like Reaper on the Windows side and like Logic Pro and Pro Tools on the Mac side. So this presentation was definitely not about audio production, but I mentioned that quickly. If you're interested, contact me and we can talk about your situation and your needs. So with that, I want to thank Peter again, and I'll turn it back over to him.
Thanks. First of all, I want to say a huge heartfelt thank you to Bill. That was a really, really clear and distinguished Amen. Presentation. The first time I saw the Music OCR and the Braille transcription, it seemed like magic to me, but they are super useful tools for so many different situations. I just want to say in 1 minute, I want to talk about Vibe simply because there are a lot of people on this call who are not aware of Vibe, probably. Vibe is a group of blind and VI musicians, and we run a Zoom every month, and we've covered things like Logic. Bill just mentioned Logic, Reaper, so audio production, but also guitar playing. We've had a session on promotion, how you get gigs as a musician. So it's a general list for VI musicians, and the main way it exists is as an email group. If you want to join that email group, you can send a message to Vibe, so VIBE hyphen request at freelists.org. And that way you'll hear about other Zooms in the future. And I'm going to ask Bill, I think, to forward that information to the various groups that he alerted about this session, because I think that would be an easy way to do it. But
sure.
Thank you very much. So one more time, thank you very, very much, Bill, and we'll all be in touch. Thanks a lot.
Wonderful. Awesome, thanks guys. Again. Bye, everybody.
And thanks to everyone who was here. Yeah, bye-bye. Have a good rest of the day.